said, first time broke her a bone, a tread over my shoelaces.
Hey, this is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
We highlight some friends from the Ottawa Valley. Of course, the man himself, Mac Beattie.
Around me and pay good attention. A story I'll tell you in rhyme. I'm honored to mention this Ottawa Valley. Town of Renfrew, not far from Eganville. In my Renfrew County home where I was born.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here's your old host with the most, Country Rush Music, Johnny Woodlock, here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. I'd like to invite y'all next to the three-hour tribute here this morning to Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mr. Mac Beattie, the legendary man and the storyteller of the Ottawa Valley. So sit back, relax, enjoy this trip back into those mighty Laurentian Mountains and along the Bonnechere River of Ottawa, Ontario, and the valley we call our second home, here on CFRC 119 FM and www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in, friends.
You will have a good time when we drive the big rafts down the Ottawa River in this good old valley of mine. This Ottawa Valley of mine.
For almost half a century, Mac Beattie was unchallenged as Mr. Ottawa Valley. Mac Beattie wanted us to cherish our history and to respect the people who carved out this homeland for us.
Hello, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for next hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to the Woodlock Ranch and Studios here in Cornwall, Ontario. As we remember, one of the true pioneers of Canadian country music, as well as Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mac Beattie. I'd also like to remind y'all that we are still coming to via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, but also over historic CFRC 119 FM in downtown Kingston, Limestone City of Canada, and also via our home on the internet at www.oshawarocks.com from the Durham County and also Greater Toronto areas, as well as YouTube at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. I'd also like to invite you into this program the 19th day of October. With that shared, I would like to share that we are going to be paying tribute to a man who will forever be remembered and honored as Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mac Beattie. Mac was born John McNabb Beattie in Iron Prior, Ontario, known by many fans of the Ottawa Valley as Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, and he was born December 21st, 1916 in Iron Prior. He sadly passed on June 12th, 1982. Mac would form the first Melodeers that we remember back in the 30s, and often known as the lead vocal for this group, but also playing his much beloved Washburn dashboard, which today is a fond memory among the older gentlemen and ladies of the Ottawa Valley. With that, I would also like to make mention that he did many live shows over radio station CFRA and also CJET, as well as several times appearing on the television program Don Messer's Jubilee, and he is also remembered for his sellout performances at the Sunnydale Acres Dance Hall along the old Lake Dory. He is today also a much respected member of the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame, inducted in 1981. He also holds the honor of being the first inductee to that Hall of Fame. With that mentioned, this is Mac Beattie's story. We will be featuring a special interview with none other than the Queen of the Ottawa Valley, in my opinion, Miss Gail Gavin, as well during the next 3 hours. So with that, let's open up with a very fitting song titled Pioneers and sung by the first family of the Ottawa Valley. Yes, the family Brown. And then we'll follow with Mac Beattie himself and an all-time biographical song called A Fiddle, Guitar, and Washboard. With that, I would like to wish y'all a happy Sunday and also welcome y'all into this Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Highlight some friends from the Ottawa Valley, the place that brought us Donnie Poirier from the Don Gilchrist School of Step Dancing, and people like Gayton Fairfield on guitar, Reg Hill on fiddle, and of course the man himself, Mac Beattie. And together they are Mac Beattie's Ottawa Valley Melodeers.
Here's a the story of the Melodeers. It's called A Fiddle, Guitar, and Washboard. I am just a country boy, and country music I enjoy. I learned to like it years ago from listening to the radio. When I grew up, I formed a band, not too big, you understand. We brought the best we could afford with a fiddle, guitar, and washboard. Yes, a fiddle, guitar, and washboard, that was all we could afford. But still, the like to hear us play, and play we did, and still today. You often see us on TV, down on Don Messer's Jubilee. We play the best we can afford, with a fiddle, guitar, and washboard. Years ago at Pembroke on the radio, and out around Lake Dory way, the folks all came to hear us play. Yes, those are very happy years. We call our band Max Melodeers, and through the years, the fan mail poured for a fiddle, guitar, and washboard. A fiddle, guitar, and washboard, that was all we could afford. But still, they like to hear us play, and play we did, and still today. You often see us on TV, down on Don Messer's Jubilee. We play the best we can afford, with a fiddle, guitar, and washboard. Branched out some, we got ourselves a bass and drum, the best piano in the land, and a steel guitar rounds out the band. So if you're ever up away, the hotel rent room where we play, drop in, my friend, you won't be bored with a fiddle, guitar, and washboard. And there, my friend, is the story of the Melodeers.
Yes, friends, following those opening songs, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to send out some special dedications to some very dear friends and family. First, we'll send out a song to my beloved Mama Dawn. For her today, it'll be a song by our good friend who will be joining us later in the program, Miss Gail Gavin from Quebec. And from her Old Time Valley collection of country music, we have a song going out to Mama Dawn called One in a Million. Then we'll follow a song that will be going out to yours truly, because it is my birthday today. It's going be a song called Happy Birthday to Me. With that, it will also be by Hank Lachlan, the great Irish tenor of country music. And then we'll wrap up with another all-time classic, this time going out to none other than Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Chapisky today. And it's going to be Mac Beattie's original 1956 London Records version that came out way back then, but also has been covered many times over and also re-recorded by him in the 60s. But it's going to be an all-time classic called The Log Driver's Song. With that, I would like to welcome me all in and say good mornings.
There is a lady I've known for some time. She's seen me blow up, and she's seen me as a child. She's witnessed my tantrums, she's witnessed my love. This lady's my mom. Now when I've had a bad week, I pick up the phone. She knows by my voice when I feel so alone. But her laughter's like sunshine, and she'll always say, come on dear, don't worry, take flight day by day. She's one in a million, supports all my dreams. She's one special lady, always knows how I feel. And should I ever lose her, I lose part of me. She's one. To me.
Then I sang happy birthday. stop for a port and tune up the fiddles to play. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go. Keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho, to the rapids below, where the Ottawa River flows by. For the valley I yearn, someday
Chepesky near Eganville, Ontario, on the shores of the Bonshire River, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock every Sunday and anytime during the week on the World Wide Web. Good interviews and good traditional country music, so stay tuned.
When we drive the big rafts down the Ottawa River in this good old valley of mine.
Now, once again, I would like to pay tribute to the Ottawa Valley, as we have been throughout this program. But I would also like to send out some special dedications, especially to my dear friends, Jimmy and Debbie Rogers of upstate New York. And they asked for a song featuring a fiddle. Well, we're going to pay tribute to Ottawa Valley now with that mention. We're going to pay tribute also to our good friends, Jimmy Rogers and Debbie Rogers, and for their friends, the Black River Valley Old Time Fiddlers, which was a group that Jimmy played in many years ago. In honor of them, it'll be a set of songs, not just one, but three songs associated with the fiddle. Let's begin with our late hero, Mac Beatty, and an old time classic called Old Time Fiddler's Dream. Then we'll follow that with none other than Bob King out of Joyceville, just down the road here from Kingston. He grew up there, but it was an Ottawa Valley legend. It'll be a song called The Traveling Fiddler. And then we'll wrap up with our good friend Tom Wilson, and we'll also send us out to Tom today, and it's going to be a tribute song that he did to his old friend and fiddler Johnny Woods, and it's going to be called The Old Time Fiddle Man. With that, I would like to welcome you on and say I hope you all enjoy these, especially you, Jimmy. Welcome in, friends.
Come all you old time fiddlers, come listen while I sing about a dream I had last night, an old time fiddler's fling. Now all the best from east to west were gathered in my dream, and the first to play the fiddle was Ward Allen, was his theme. Smiled at me and then he said, I'd like for you to meet a guy from down near Charlottetown who'll make you shake your feet. Don Messer is the guy I mean, the fiddler of renown. Just listen to him play that tune he calls his own breakdown. Man that sure has style, Winston Fitzgerald is his name, from Cape Breton Isle. He played a Scottish tune for me that made me tap my toes. I can't recall the name of it, but here's the way it goes. Played a jig for me, Graham Townsend played a reel. Ned Landry played an old-time waltz to polish up the deal. And Johnny Moving joined the fun and played a tune with zeal.
and Reggie Hill wound up the show with his old sleigh ride reel. Saw so many bulls get rosined up before. I never heard so many feet a tapping on the floor. The final breakdown that they played so wonderful it seemed. I hope tonight I have another old time fiddler's dream. Sugar, I can play the hangman's reel, grizzly bear or money musker, big old John McNeil. Or if they want some novelty, I'll start to drag the bow on the orange blossom special. I can make that old train go. Traveling fiddler, I'll be seeing you again.
Country round, and he never let me down. The way he played that fiddle was so fine. Everybody loved the fiddle man. He was the finest fiddler in the land. He always stole the show when he picked up his bow. That good old country music fiddle man. Many times we traveled late at night. He always had a joke to make things bright. Sometimes he couldn't hide the pain he felt inside. But when the show began, he'd get it right. Everybody loved the fiddle man. He was the finest fiddler in the land. He always stole the show when he picked up his bow. That good old country music fiddle man. He played just like John Messer or Bob Will. He made the folks forget about their ill. But now our old friend John has packed his bow and gone. The fiddle that he played so well is still. Everybody loved the fiddle man. He was the finest fiddler in the land. He always stole the show when he picked up his bow. That good old country music fiddle man. Everybody loved the fiddle man. He was the finest fiddler in the land. He always stole the show when he picked up his bow. That good old country music fiddle man. Beside that river, that mighty river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Now, friends, I would like to welcome to the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com. A very special member of the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame, who has become a household name throughout the valley we call the Ottawa. With many years singing her way into the hearts of thousands of Ottawa Valley fans of the country music world. With that mentioned, the next guest also comes from one of the finest families in the Ottawa Valley, that being the Lennox-Gavin family. Her father was, of course, the founder and the well-respected man we all knew as Lennox Gavin of Gavin's Hotel in Queon, Quebec. With that, it brings me great honor to welcome Miss Gail Gavin to our program today. Now, we will hear two parts of this interview. First, we'll hear from her talking about her father, Lennox, and of course, the legendary Mac Beattie. Then we'll hear from the classic called Gavin's Hotel, and then we'll come back with some more of this great visit and wrap up this set with none other than her version of the much-beloved song that Mac sang many years ago called the Log Driver Song. Now, I do know that we did play this already by Mac, but this will be Gail's version. With that, here now is Miss Gail Gavin, the Queen of the Ottawa Valley.
Hello.
Hello, Gail. How are you today?
Not too bad at all, Johnny.
That's great. Great. So, okay. Let's go back to when and where you were born was Queon, Quebec. What was it like growing up around the Ottawa Valley?
Well, just to start with, the year I was born is the year the Shamrock Lounge was added on to Gavin's Hotel. Just a little bit of Valley history or Pontiac history is my dad bought Gavin's Hotel. It was called the Cobalt Hotel in 1946, the year after the Second World War. And the man who owned the hotel called it the Cobalt Hotel because he had made his money up in Cobalt, Ontario. But anyway, Dad bought it, and then 2 years later, the whole thing burnt down, and he was going to leave Queo, but he said, no, I'll rebuild. And then that went well, and then in 1961, he added on the Shamrock Lounge, and in September of 1961, there was the grand opening, and Mac Beattie played that whole weekend, the grand opening of the Shamrock Lounge at Gavin's Hotel. And so that's where that started.
Yeah. Some real Ottawa Valley history there then.
Yeah, it's funny. The more and more I sing these songs, I realize that's the ticket right there, Johnny, is there's so much history in these songs, which is a real great reason to keep singing them, to preserve the history. Not are they just fun tunes to sing and fun tunes to dance to, but they're telling our whole the history through these fun songs.
Exactly. Yes, they are.
And, you know, that's not why I started singing them. I just sang them because I heard them since I was a little girl, heard Mac singing them at the hotel all the time, and heard my dad singing them. And, you know, when Mac passed away, my dad sang them even more. And then when my dad passed away,
I started
singing them for the fun of it. And then it just realized that these songs meant a lot to people.
Exactly.
And, yeah, and now they mean more to me more now than ever. But growing up in the Ottawa Valley in Quia, well, in the hotel, I heard music 7 days a week. There was a band there every weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, usually Mac Beattie in the early 60s. Of course, I was still a baby, but...
Yes, of course.
But my mom would put me in the crib, and she'd roll my crib over to the door that entered the lounge from our private little dining room. And said once she rolled me over to the door, I was fine. I stopped crying. And then Mac Beattie would come with his kids, Mac and Marie Beattie, his wife, and they put either John in the crib or, Peter Beattie in the crib with me because he was the same age. So, and then, you know, later on was Ron McMunn coming with us playing, and they'd put one of the little McMunn boys, either Jeff or Jamie, in the crib. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was just music everywhere. And it wasn't live music, then Dad would have the local guys come in that were just in the, living in Wolf Lake or wherever, and they'd come in, and he found out that they could play music and that could play the fiddle. So we always left a fiddle behind the bar so that if they came in and didn't have a fiddle, they could still give a tune because you just love the music that much. And so, you know, the fiddles would be going on a Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and a lot of the men worked at the mine, the iron ore mine in Hilton Mines in Bristol, Quebec.
Okay.
And you know, not much TV on then, so a lot of music was made during the week, and then the jukebox came, so music was going steady.
I see, yes. And is that where you would say your love for the music originated?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so.
It was always there.
I mean, people grow up with different music in their homes, depending on what their parents played or what their grandparents played, mm-hmm. what records were sitting around. And for me, it just happened to be Mac Beattie.
for sure, yes. So tell us about the song that Mac wrote about your dad's hotel.
Yeah, well, I don't know what year he wrote it. I guess what Mac did was he wrote songs about every place in the Ottawa Valley mm-hmm. that he went to. And I guess, you know, as he had developed a relationship with my dad and playing there quite a bit, he decided to write Gavin's Hotel at Guyot, Quebec. And he knew the area so well, so he'd know which towns to include in the song.
Of course.
So, of course, adding in about the ferry, Ed McColligan, mm-hmm. Who's boss on the deck, and he'll sail you there safely to Guyot, Quebec.
Exactly.
And it was Ed McColligan was the ferry captain back then, but now it's interesting because his grandson now is Ed McColligan, and he's running the Guyot ferry.
So it's full circle then.
Gone full circle.
Amazing.
And so now when I sing the song, and my friend Ed McColligan, he's boss on the deck, and he'll sail you there safely, Guyot, Quebec. Well, now, little Eddie McColligan, who I used to babysit, now he's up there in the running the show.
Best clothes, we're a heading for a Quia, where the Ottawa
of course, we're celebrating Mac Beattie today. You did a beautiful version of the Log Driver song.
Thank you for that.
It's one of our most requested of your songs that you've done at Mac's over the years, Miguel.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Yes. You know, my dad used to pull me on stage when I was younger, and believe it or not, really, really extremely shy.
Yes.
I hated to get on the stage. And
you wouldn't know that nowadays.
I know, but and he'd pull me on for that song, and he'd, you know, bring me to all these shows that he did. Well, Mac would even have him on his show sometimes, mm-hmm. as a little special guest and sing Yo Hip Ho.
Yeah.
And my dad would bring me with him, and then later on when I was old enough to drive, my dad would have me drive him to these places, and then he'd pull me on to sing Yo Hip Hip Ho, and I was so embarrassed I would turn red and purple and pink, and I just didn't want to be up there, and oh, it was an awful, awful feeling. And then here I am today singing this song, full bore, proud
exactly.
to be able to sing it, yeah. because now I realize that that song is the history of the development of the Ottawa Valley through all, that's how the Pontiac and Ottawa Valley was developed, was through the log drive, and it was the biggest industry in Ontario and Quebec, maybe in Canada, I don't know.
Amazing.
The full.
Like the fur trade used to be, exactly.
Correct, yeah, same idea. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was fur trade, and then it went to log driving.
Exactly.
And the funny thing about that song, Johnny, is I think it's so rhythmic, and it gets people to swing back and forth without even thinking about it. When I look out into the crowd sometimes, I see people just automatically swaying left and right and right.
Exactly.
Left. And it's just a rhythm that takes over your soul, and you kind of feel like
the beat.
Like
exactly.
The beat. And like the voyageurs on the river, and the lumbermen that had to keep going day and night when it was cold and dreary, and they had to have a rhythm to keep them going, just like the exactly. Coeur de Bois and the fur trade.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about that song, when I recorded it, it was because my dad had passed away, and I thought, I'm going to record some of the songs he used to sing. I put them on a cassette. Well, it was a cassette then. And for the local people of Quio and for my family. And that's why I recorded some of those songs. I thought, well, Dad's gone and Mac's gone. I'll just put some on tape and sell a few. I had no idea it was going to be bought by all kinds of people. I could sell 25,000 of those over the years. And the funny part was I recorded it for seniors who loved the song, but it was the young kids in Queen that had the cassette, and they'd be playing and singing it along, and they'd yes. see me and they'd start singing Yo Hip Ho, and I know a whole little generation of kids
of us
now,
grew up with it. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Now they know the words from beginning to end, and when
that's
I sing
right.
it at Gavin's or someplace on St. Patrick's Day, they're now about 30, 35.
Yes, we are.
And they're,
yes.
all up, and they're swinging away Yo Hip Ho, and I'm thinking, how do you know
in fact,
this
it's
song?
My birthday when this goes to air, Gail.
Oh, well, happy birthday,
thank
Johnny.
You. Thank you very much. Yes.
Timber. There's a valley I know where the tall timbers grow, where the Ottawa River flows swiftly along. In the spring, if you go where the headwaters flow, you can hear this old log driver song. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go. Keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho, through the rapids below, where the Ottawa River flows by. In the fall of the year, they pack up their gear for the lunch and the schwaya, and all camps along. In the rain or in shine, they fall the white pine. You can hear this old log driver song. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go. Keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho, through the rapids below, where the Ottawa River flows by. In the long years gone by, when the red pine stood high, Kippewa to Black River, the timber. Spring of the year, when the big drive did steer, you could hear this song. constitutional, by Pembroke and Chapel down to Campbell's Bay. At Portage du Fort, where they stop for a port and tune up their fiddles to play. Yo, hip, hip, ho, keep the logs on the go, keep them rolling and twisting and send the spray high. Yo, hip, hip, ho, through the rapids below, where the Ottawa River flows by. For the valley I yearn, someday I'll return, where the Ottawa River flows swiftly along.
Bluegrass show.
Howdy, friends and listeners, this here's your old host with the most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance, that's until June 1st to 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Well, yes, friends, I do hope you all enjoyed that first bit of that interview with our good friend Gail Gavin of Quebec. And with that mentioned, we're once again back here, and it's that time to turn back the years to the golden era of Canadian country music and revisit the vinyl vault here today. But with that mentioned, I would also like to open the vinyl vault door to the way back with Johnny Woodlock and Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past Weekend. Now that Vinyl Vault door is wide open, I'd like to turn back the years to the 1960s, about 1964 to be exact, and an album called This Ottawa Valley of Mine, which is one of the most sought-after albums in all of the Ottawa Valley. And that was, of course, by Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mac Beattie. This is going to be a song I would like to play from my good friend Leonard Vincent in Delta, Ontario. And it's going to be, of course, a song titled D-E-L-T-A, Delta, My Leeds County Home. With that, we'll send this one out to him and anyone else listening in the Leeds County. With that, welcome in, friends.
There's a beautiful spot in Leeds County, nestled down in a valley so gay, with green hills around it. 'Twas there nature found it and fashioned it in her own way. She planted the trees far to shade it, placed the Beverly Lakes where they lay. A beautiful village she made it and called it D-E-L-T-A. D's for the dew in the morning, when the gardens lay fresh in the sun. Ease for enjoyable evening, contented when day's work is done. L's for the love that I knew there, and G's for true friendship I've known. You're always welcome in Delta. springtime, the gardens are pretty. In the summer, the warm breezes blow. And in August, the fall fair, and I always call them to visit old friends that I know. In winter, the lights always burn in the window, and it seems to say, we're waiting here for your return. Back home in D-E-L-T-A. D's for the dew in the morning, when the gardens lay fresh in the sun. E's for enjoyable evenings, contented when day's work is done.
Now, friends, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I would like to send us into the second hour here this morning with a couple of gospel-inspired songs. Going out today to my dear friend, who we call the Mayor of Verona, Willie LaPointe. He has had some health issues as of late, so we'll send these out to him today with our Sunday morning prayers for him. First will be our late friend, Ross Clow from Verona as well, and his classic, I'm Near Home, and then we'll send us into the very top of the hour with another good friend of mine, Tom Wilson, a Border Bluegrass fame, and his all-time classic called Be Ready for the Coming of the Lord. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say we will talk to you on the other side of the second hour here this morning. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
the Bible, here on the radio, that Jesus is our master everywhere we go. We must always trust him and live by the book, for he'll forgive the robbers, the sinners, and the crooks. Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready when the trumpet sounds its cry. Don't be ashamed to stand, for God will take command. On the golden train to heaven we shall fly. This whole world alone, looking for a friend that I could call my own. But everywhere I turned, I cheated and I lied, until I found the Savior and got on the winning side. Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready when the trumpet sounds its cry. Don't be ashamed to stand, for God will take command. On the golden train to heaven we shall fly. I'm going to leave this old world and it won't be very long. I'm going to be with Jesus in a better home. I know that he loves me, I can feel it in my soul. I wouldn't trade my place in glory for a mansion full of gold. Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready when the trumpet sounds its cry. Don't be ashamed to stand, for God will take command. On the golden train to heaven we shall fly.
In my Renfrew County home where I was born.
Everyone, I'm Gail Gavin from Queen O' Quebec in the Ottawa Valley Hall of Fame, and you're listening to The Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock every Sunday. Keep listening, you'll love it.
In my Renfrew County home where I was born.
Well, yes, friends, follow